Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Good morning, Washington, D.C. How about your Team USA men's national team scoring 7 minutes into action against Paraguay, the most dominant first half in a World Cup game of my lifetime, 3-0 over Paraguay, giving up a goal a little bit later in the 73rd minute, and then the strike from Gio Reyna, which happened to be 26 consecutive passes, an awesome build-up play. Get one of your best goal scorers, your super sub, Reyna the ball, in striking opportunity, hits it with the outside of his boot, ends up being the last strike of the game. That's all she wrote. 4-1, Team USA wins. I mean, I'm losing my mind last night. Wes, how old are you? 23?
Yes.
What does your generation think?
You know, it's funny you say that because you're talking about 2018 and USA, they kind of sucked. You know, yeah. The generation, you know, we watch Premier League games. You know, we watch Messi, you know, down in Miami. But now it feels like finally the U.S. is caring about soccer. And last night I was in the Navy Yard, Adam. And I was with my friend Alex. And a bunch of people were flowing in for the soccer game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the place I was at was just absolutely packed. People were going berserk. They handed out those, like, little stringers that you can, like, slap together and make noise. That was a ton of fun. So how can this World Cup change soccer in America forever? And I don't know that it will change anything for people my age or above. And that's why I asked Wes. Because I do think for kids his age, for kids below his age, the people that are watching this World Cup that are probably like 28 or below, it could change the way they view this sport forever, their watching habits, and their overall view of USA in the soccer world. I'm glad you brought that up, Wes, because you know you're probably 10 years younger than me, and my friends do watch the Premier League, and I'm not surprised at all that your friends watch the Premier League. I was probably 8 or 9 years old when they started putting games on NBC Sports, and I remember I fell in love with watching those games, and I became a Chelsea fan, and my friends were Arsenal fans, and some of them were Man United fans, and that was our rivalry a little bit. And your age group probably has fully grown up used to watching Premier League, used to waking up early on Saturdays and having a team. But you've had, you know, Christian Pulisic on Chelsea for a cup of coffee. You know, Landon Donovan, you probably never saw him play in Europe. Clinton Dempsey, you probably never saw him play in Europe. You had, you know, Weston McKennie playing at Juventus, you know, a little bit. But the fact is you're getting to see now a generation of players that are playing in Europe or on their way to Europe. And this team is so young. And this could really change soccer in this country, because here's what I'm saying is we've never made it look easy to advance out of the group stage. So, Wes, you saw 2022. It was hard to advance out of there. 2018, we don't even make the damn thing, right? So to have us get that win with ease, make it look so pretty, right? Scoring 4 goals. Balogun scored 2 in his debut. Coaching matters. And Mauricio Pochettino is by far the best manager we've had with his resume. It's not even close. Taking Tottenham to the Champions League final, he could do great things with this USA team this year because the players fully believe in him. They look at him as a world-class manager. That's why so many people loved the photo on the sidelines a couple weeks ago during the exhibition game with him pulling out the laptop. And everyone's like, oh, what's he showing on the lap? It's like the iPads in the NFL game. Right? He's breaking down the formation and how they should attack when they have the ball versus when they're defending. Dude's a savant at football. He's so smart at football. And the most success we've had in my lifetime, multiple times, we've gone outside of this country to find the manager with Jurgen Klinsmann. But Mauricio Pochettino's on another level. He's on another level. And like I said, the players know if they're good enough, they play well, he might take them with him to his next job. They don't care if he's here at this World Cup and then gone and takes a new job. They love the fact that he's viewed around the globe as a legit manager. And they're playing the beautiful game. It's dangerous, but it's beautiful. Out of the back, building up the attack, stringing together 30 passes in a row before the shot. I absolutely love it. The best we've looked in my mind in my lifetime. 4-1 over Paraguay. Made it look easy. So much fun watching that game last night. The tests will come. Australia will be testy. Turkey will be very difficult. But this Team USA team, they took on all the pressure. I was one of the doubters. Doubters around the country. The biggest test of pressure, nerves, on home soil. They passed with flying colors. You can't do anything but celebrate today. Can't complain about that performance last night at all. Has Team USA improved in 4 years? Yes. I think the answer is absolutely yes. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Jim in Virginia. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, just you're talking about the World Cup team being in the quarterfinals. Now, would it be absurd to say if that happened, that it would have, there would be higher TV ratings than the Super Bowl when you combine both Fox and Telemundo?
I mean, it will
would
be,
that be absurd.
The
to
ratings
say?
Will be crazy. Yeah, the ratings will be crazy. I see it passing an NBA Finals game as we continue to build. As long as Team USA is in this World Cup, it's going to continue to build and build and build, and all eyes are going to be on it. I love it.
So you don't think it would be absurd, though, the rating top the Super Bowl?
No, I mean, this is the number one sport in the globe. Soccer's bigger than football in every single country except for this country. And so I don't see why not.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, all right, Jim. Thanks for chiming in. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067.
Yeah,
1-800-636-1067.
I definitely think it will go above the NBA Finals. I mean, for sure. I don't see the house parties and all these bars filling up like I did last night for the NBA Finals, really. And it's because it's USA. You know, we're not Spur fans here or Knicks fans here. We are all United States fans.
Yeah. And it's everybody should have seen this coming. I mean, I get it. Soccer kind of sneaks up on you. Oh, the World Cup's here, right? I mean, Pat McAfee show was doing a bit. They thought it started in August, and it was kind of funny hearing them be like, oh, man, it's today. It's starting. But in terms of soccer in this country, in 1994, it was the most attended World Cup of all time. We have increased the teams. We have increased the number of games. The record is still from 1994. So we could break that record for attendance this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if we broke all the records for viewership because it is the world's game on the biggest stage in America. It's massive. And that performance last night had to have really created some confidence in that locker room and around the country. I do think it probably rose everybody's expectations about this team. Everybody's expectations. I mean, I came into this thing and I said, we have got to get out of the group. It's a failure if we don't get out of the group, right? And then round of 32, it's a failure if you don't win in the round of 32 on home soil. Round of 16, that'd be lucky, right? Quarterfinals, possibility. I think if we get the right matchup, we could win a quarterfinals game and get to a semifinals. And I think that would change soccer in this country forever. But I think it all goes back to, if you are like Wes's age, right? If you are younger than like 28 years old, you've just never seen a Team USA in a World Cup game have this much success. And I think it will change your mind. It will change the way you view this team, this sport in this country. There's no doubt about that. Has Team USA improved in 4 years? Yes. The answer is yes. We have an improved striker in Fowler and Balogun. We have a better midfield that has more experience now in Europe, and they're healthier. Improved coaching. I think the back line's a little sketchy, but Chris Richards is awesome, and he's fit, right? He was not 100%. He didn't play against Germany, but he was perfect last night. Literally 83 passes completed out of 83. It was terrific to watch last night. Team USA 4-1 victory over Paraguay. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Did last night change your expectations for Team USA in the World Cup? We've got Jimmy Loudmouth in Herndon. What's up, Jimmy?
Hell yeah, my expectations are changed. We're going there, man. It's our time to shine. We got to strike while the iron's hot. That was a dominant win. We have had so many wins in the World Cup where it's 1-0, 2-1, 1-0, and it's like, you know, with a lot of close chances by the other team, and you don't feel that confident about it. You know, it's like, yeah, we won, we got 3 points, that's great, but this one felt different. This one, we controlled the game. We had so much time of possession. We had so many great shots on goal there. I mean, we could have easily had 6 goals last night. I mean, this is a different feel with Reyna coming off the bench. I mean, we've got guys who are playing prominent roles in Europe coming off the bench. That's amazing. That's something that I don't think we've ever really seen before. And it's exciting. It's exciting, Adam. I'm pumped, man.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy, normally Team USA, and I love this team so much, I'm a nervous wreck. You don't want to watch the game with me. I was buying shots, buying drinks for everyone last night. I've never had that much fun watching us play.
Oh, me neither. I was so excited. I was just like, well, I can't wait for us to get the ball back so that we then take it down and we get it into the box. I'm so excited. Like, you know, like you said, sometimes I'm not even confident that we can do a cross the through pass. You know, I'm just like, no, it's going to go flying into the stands, or we're going to give the ball up as soon as we win it back from our own area. And not this time. No, this is a different feel. We've got control. I mean, it was just so exciting. And you realize that these guys have all played together for so long now, and that Ricardo Pepi's on the team now, and it's a big feeling, and Dest and all these guys have played. There's chemistry there. It's exciting, man. It's so exciting.
Yeah. No, great call. Love your energy. And I love what you said. We were in control. We were in control from start to finish. It's the first time I've been able to say that about Team USA in a World Cup game against anybody. Fully in control. We're not talking about CONCACAF, right? We're talking about a World Cup game against a decent opponent, fully in control. We have not seen that before. Changing expectations, changing the sport in this country. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're enjoying the show, you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. on the Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan or AWOD Radio. The podcast, Best of AWOD Radio, is available for you every day on your ride home. Team USA starts the World Cup off with a bang, a 4-1 victory over Paraguay. Feels like this is the golden generation for Team USA with so many young players. They're having success in Europe, and it's incredible to see the rise in the last 8 years after the failure of missing out on the 2018 World Cup, the success in 2022, to get to this moment here where you have the guys that were there in 2022 now more mature, entering their prime with an amazing coach also. And Coach Poch, Mauricio Pochettino, have your expectations for Team USA soccer changed after last night's 4-1 victory over Paraguay? 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, Wad, good morning to you. And, yeah, my expectations have changed a little. I didn't see this team winning the group. And now when you win like that, although, again, we'll talk about why they mighty shortchanged themselves a little bit, you really can see them winning the group. And if they win the group, then really they should be in the round of 16. They should at least match what they did the last time. They got a chance to improve it. I think the two little things that would – keep me from being carried away. One, they were really wasteful in the second half. They created a lot of chances in the second half, which is good because they didn't just completely sit back and kind of rest on their laurels at 3-0 up, but they wasted a lot of them, and you can't do that in these tournaments. And Paraguay had one shot on target and scored. Yeah. And it was a pretty poor goal to concede, and it's just hard to trust this defense, and you can't rely on winning games 4-2 and 4-3 all the time. And it feels like if they're really going to exceed expectations, that's what they're going to have to do.
No, you're so right about that. Coming into this World Cup, the back line was shaky, and I felt like we're going to need to score. And we're going to need to score first, and we're going to need to play with a lead. And so it was so great to get that goal 7 minutes in. But Chris Richards being fit, Chris Richards in the back, does change my mind a little bit about that back line. they are vulnerable to the counterattack with Ream being slow. But I think it's all about we have got to score first here, and I think this defense could play a lot better with the lead, as we saw.
That is true, but you're up that counterattacking game, so many of these really outstanding international teams can play that and don't mind playing it. Plenty of them would like to have the ball. Spain will, if we ever get up against Spain, we'll be lucky if we have the ball 25% of the time. But they can just as easily, when they turn you over, get you quick. And that's the Tim Ream thing. Just, I can't believe that he's still on this team in the year of our Lord 2026. You can't have, it's very hard to win a World Cup if you've got a clay-footed center back there. And he is the clay-footed center back.
Yeah. But, George, you mentioned it. How nice was it to watch and have the ball for most of the game and dominate possession?
Not just that. The fact that, I mean, Paraguay barely had a sighted goal in the first half. That's just so unusual for any team that's playing the United States to just not even come close, except for, like, you know, qualifying and stuff. And of course, we hadn't been doing qualifying the last several years because we're hosting. It was just nice to kick back and relax. And even after the goal went in for Paraguay, they immediately started creating chances again and reassumed control again, and it was just nice to kick back in the stoppage time and be like, oh, 3 points are in the bag. Let's just relax and enjoy this.
Yeah. No, good call, George. Appreciate you chiming in. I felt the same way, and that's why it was one of my favorite moments, was to get that fourth goal, was to actually get one of those chances in which we were wasteful in the second half there, and we let them back into it with the goal. And, you know, goal differential is something that could matter here in the group stage, so that's another reason to like that. But it was all about the link-up play on that final goal there, 26 passes, working the ball from the back line to the midfield to Gio Reyna into a scoring position in which he struck it beautifully and into the back of the net, upper 90 there. Unreal goal from Gio Reyna, who becomes, I think he was the second player to also have his father play for Team USA, Claudio Reyna, and of course Sebastian Berhalter, who got in, his dad, Greg Berhalter, played for Team USA. Have your expectations changed after the 4-1 victory over Paraguay? Let's take a listen to Coach Poch, Mauricio Pochettino, after the game when asked about changing soccer in this country.
I am so proud, and we are so proud all, because I think we are winning a lot of fans, adding fans in that sport here in America. The players deserve big credit because I think it was a great match. It was amazing for our fans, but it's only one game. It's only one game. It's only 3 points. We need to keep improving in many another thing, and knowing that it's going to be, the journey is going to be really, really difficult.
I love that from Coach Mauricio Pochettino, Coach Poch. Look, they played a beautiful style. That is going to get more eyeballs on it, right? I mean, if you didn't watch, you're going to watch those highlights. Like, whoa, Team USA with goals like that? I mean, Balogun's goal looked like it was one of those world-class strikes. Christian Pulisic diving past defenders to get into the box to find Balogun. And, of course, that Reyna strike there. Like, Those weren't your typical Team USA goal. It's usually a header off of a set piece, an own goal, or, you know, a brilliant strike off of a ball in the air, like a volley, like Jedi Robinson. That was, you know, these goals where we worked up the attack. We played so confidently on the ball, in possession, and both out of possession as well to get it back and to counterattack on them. It was the easiest game we've ever had in the World Cup. It shows you something. We are improving. We are getting better as a nation. This might be one of the most talented 11 that we've had out there in the starting lineup. And I think the best coach we've had, and you're seeing the adjustments that he's made, and he's given these guys the confidence. It's all about the uber confidence to play out of the back, to take on a defender and go past him one-on-one. You've got to have the confidence. They are playing with an incredible amount of confidence right now. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. You can always tweet us at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I appreciate Chrissy, Danny, John, and Alan letting me know that they are listening on the Odyssey app. You can tweet me. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air at A-Wide Radio. And you can call in 1-800-636-1067. How are you feeling today? How much USA pride did you wake up with today after that 4-1 victory? Team USA won their first match, their opening match in a World Cup game for the first time in 12 years. It's on home soil. There might not have been a home field advantage in the NHL or the NBA playoffs. There's a home field advantage hosting this World Cup. As much as I've been complaining about the ticket prices, that crowd was electric last night. And even all the environments, like the bars, I went to two different bars, bounced around to watch the game. Every place was lit. It was unbelievable. This is a Team USA team that features 9 players who start on European clubs, 16 players that play in Europe. Maybe the most talented Team USA team we've ever had. The golden generation where we have 5 or 6 guys really entering their prime, including Christian Pulisic, Captain America. Elite coaching from Coach Poch, Mauricio Pochettino. I mean, that was way different than anything we've ever seen from a Team USA manager, right? The confidence to instill in them to play out of the back, right? Not kick and chase, not kick and run. We're going to work it through the field, through the midfield, up the field, and into our strikers in the box. I mean, I want to say, I believe that we will win if we get a favorable matchup. Like, that's, at the end of the day, it comes down to that. As long as Team USA avoids France, Spain, Argentina, Germany, Brazil, we got a chance to go pretty far in this thing. And as I've discussed, if Team USA wins their group, which they now have a good chance to, they will avoid a top 8 team until the quarterfinals. We could be playing Iran in the round of 32 game. Round of 16 might be a rematch against the Netherlands or Belgium. I want that rematch. I want that rematch. We're better now than we were 4 years ago. We could kind of sneak in to the round, the quarterfinals here without really facing a deep squad. It's just got to take advantage of this. But I want to play FIFA all day today. I can't wait to watch the other games. How do I feel today? Wes, this is how I would describe it. When your favorite college basketball team wins the opening round matchup in an NCAA tournament game, and then you can sit back all day Friday, and you're drinking, you're watching, there's games on all day, and you know your team won in advance, and you get to watch them again. That's kind of how I feel today.
You can watch the rest of the games, relax. It's like winning your noon football game.
Right.
And then you get to watch 3:30 and the ABC 7 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
what today
is. It's like week 4. Commanders go to London, right? We beat the Colts. I'm going to sit back if that happens, watch the 1 o'clock games, get hammered, take a nap, watch the 4 o'clock games, the late game. There's nothing better than watching a sport after your team won. It's so much fun. So much fun after your team. That's how I feel. I feel like I can sit back. We don't play until next Friday. I'm going to watch all these games every moment and just compare Team USA to these other nations. How did we get here? A commitment to paying for a top manager. Adversity. This team needed the 2018 failure. It changed the U.S. Soccer Federation. And 2022, good performance, something to build off of, but needed a striker. Needed a striker bad. Looks like we've got one now in Fowler and Balogun. Let's go to the phone lines. What were you want to say, Wes?
Well, I was going to say, this is a coach who's been at Southampton, Taunton, PSG, Chelsea, and now here with the United States. It's a no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to turn this around, and they're doing it.
I mean, if most soccer fans look at Tottenham as a joke, he took Tottenham to the Champions League final. That is so impressive. I'm a big Chelsea fan. He changed Chelsea for that season. We have a dumb USA owner, American owner, who fired him for no reason, but Poch was great at Chelsea. He was good at PSG, where he worked with, like, Neymar and Messi and Mbappe. If he got Neymar, Messi, and Mbappe to respect him, I think it's going to be pretty easy for Christian Pulisic and Tyler Adams to respect him. And that's what we're dealing with. There was not real drama when it came out that, oh, he might go to AC Milan after the World Cup. The players realize, if we play well, he might take us with him. We view him as a world-class manager. Around the planet, they view him as a world-class manager. It's getting the best out of these guys. Starting 11 and the super subs. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Sean in Falls Church. What's up, Sean?
How we doing, Adam? How we doing?
We're doing great. I mean, I feel so good today. I've got so much Team USA pride. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was at the Star Hill in Tysons last night. It was awesome. It was, everybody was like scoring at the end of the first half and at the end of the game, just set the mood. It was perfect. I mean, yeah, you don't get the clean sheet. There's always going to be maybe a question on the you know, who's in goal, but it was electric. And you know, I couldn't agree more with Pooch. I mean, I'm, to your chagrin, I'm a Tottenham fan actually, and this season was a lot, and I'm glad I don't have to worry about, you know, playing in a different league, and I can watch the World Cup in peace. But it is he's a world class manager, no doubt about it.
Sean, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Was that the most fun you've had watching Team USA in a group stage game?
Absolutely. It's not even like Algeria. But was Algeria knockout or was that group?
No, that was the group stage. We needed to win in like the 95th minute.
That's right. Yeah, that was, I would say, that experience and then this. And that's it.
Right. Yeah. And we could celebrate the 1-1 win against England, right, from like 12 years ago. But like, this was start to finish, just a ton of fun. So have your expectations changed now? Or were you just like kind of believing in this team from the start?
From the start, I thought that a round of 16 exit was probably where we were looking. There's so many world-class teams from South America and from Europe. I mean, there's never been a winner or a runner-up that wasn't from Europe or South America, which is kind of nuts, but it also shows the world-class teams they have.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's just, you made a great point there talking about the environment last night. From the 7th minute to the 97th minute, it was all dominated by Team USA.
The outside of the foot goal was just, it was just icing on the cake. It was great.
Yeah, it really was. Sean, I appreciate you chiming in, man. Thanks so much. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I mean, we took on all the pressure. We really did. Everybody talked about this team, and it's just one game, all right? I don't want to get too crazy here, but it's just one game. But like, that was the most fun Americans have ever had watching their team play soccer. I'm going to keep making this point because I think it's so true. I'm normally a wreck watching Team USA. I'm worse than when the Commanders are down 28-7 when I'm watching Team USA. I always feel like the worst thing's going to happen. I always feel like we're a split second away from the other team scoring. I didn't feel that way at all yesterday. I was buzzing. I was jumping up and down. I was loving the counterattack. I was loving the style of play. I was loving every second of it. I was not nervous from like the 7th minute on. It's just, man, I absolutely loved that. Linnell Willingham was on this morning, and I heard him ask what a World Cup win for Team USA would mean. And he said, would it mean more than your favorite team winning a title? And I will say, there's no chance it would mean more than a Commander Super Bowl to me. 100% I would go Commander Super Bowl. And I might go Wizards after that. But there is something different about soccer for me because it is a sport that I've always cared about and I've always wanted people to care about it more. And that's the thing is, if somehow Team USA made it to the quarterfinals again or semifinals or won it all, nobody could change how I personally feel about this. And that's what I love about Team USA. I feel pride for this country. I feel pride for the sport because it was the first sport I picked up when I was 4 years old. And I just... I do feel like 94 we hosted, 32 years later, I don't think that the popularity has really grown that much, but I do think that we are more intelligent soccer fans now in this country, and I love that. And as Wes was saying, now we have a generation that is kind of used to waking up on Saturdays and Sundays and watching the Premier League. Well, I think in the future, you're going to be waking up Saturdays and Sundays and watching Americans in the Premier League, not just one Christian Pulisic. But we're working towards getting our whole team over there and in starting positions. Right now, 9 players start in Europe, 16 of them play in Europe. It took some adversity. We had to get knocked on our butt in 2018 and deal with that embarrassment of not even making the World Cup. But we have improved, and we've made the right moves by paying big money to hire a world-class manager. How are you feeling this morning? What's your nation pride like today for Team USA? Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY, AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. We are live and local here on The Fan just after 10:45. You can rewind back to 9 a.m. if you missed any of the show. I'm having so much fun talking Team USA Soccer. We haven't moved off it yet. I want to hear more from you guys. 1-800-636-1067. How much fun did you have last night watching Team USA dominate from start to finish? I was asked ahead of the World Cup, can this World Cup in America change soccer in this country forever? And my answer was no. I'll admit it, my answer was no, because I don't think it's grown dramatically since 1994. But after last night, I feel different because I've never seen us play that way before. I've never seen us play like that before. My favorite USA soccer player of all time, Landon Donovan, was on the broadcast after the win. Here's what he had to say about 4-1 Team USA.
This is amazing. I just got to enjoy it. We worked hard our whole careers to like see something like this. It's amazing. Look, these guys could have felt pressure. Instead, they felt excitement. They rose to the moment. From the minute we got here earlier today, thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans making them feel ready. When they walked out on the field earlier, Deuce, you could see in their eyes, they were ready. Christian Pulisic was an absolute superstar. Balogun with the goals. Everyone was fantastic.
We worked our whole career for moments like this. I love that so much from Landon Donovan. I think he will tell you that soccer has grown dramatically in this country since 1994. That was the best first half of an opener in U.S. history. It absolutely looks like this could be the golden generation of Team USA soccer. Now, the pathway to success and the keys to victory, to me, continue to be the same. Number one, we need more corner kicks. It's American, but it matters. I really think we have the athletes to score on set pieces. We've got to, and it also shows you that you're attacking and not playing a defensive style. Work the ball up the field, get shots into the box, get crosses into the box, win more corner kicks. That's key to victory number two. Number one. Number two, I do not trust our back line. We're going to build out of the back. No turnovers in the box. No big gaffe. No big botch in the box. No big turnovers. And number three, and I'm going to continue to say this, I think for this Team USA team to have the most success in this World Cup, we have to play with a lead. I don't trust our back line. It's sketchy, but we can play with a lot of confidence with a lead. What we saw from the 7th minute, basically, to I would say the 47th minute, where Balogun scored right before half, was the best Team USA has ever looked in a group stage game. Scored 7th minute, dominated possession, dominated shots on target, dominated expected goals, put two more into the net after the own goal, 3-0 the first half. Unbelievable. Definitely feels like we have changed expectations. And I do think, like, because of the way we played, this team is talented. They can score. They can play through the back. All right? We need to play with the lead. I think that's going to be our best when we're on the attack. But this is a team that can change soccer in America forever, I say now, because a generation has never seen this team win with ease. Never seen them win with ease. Like I'm talking about, every time I've watched Team USA my entire life, I've been a nervous wreck. We won easily. That's going to change the way 18-year-olds view soccer in this country. Potential to cruise through a group stage and into the knockout rounds as a contender with 3 wins? I was at the bar, and it was filled with 22-year-olds. I felt like an old man around all these kids here, but those are the generation that have never experienced something like that. A dominant victory in a World Cup. The everybody was engaged. It was awesome. I really think this younger generation, they understand soccer more, and they're going to be blown away by this. They are. Because you're going to see how talented this team is throughout this World Cup, but it was on display last night. Unbelievable. I mean, that was the perfect opening to a World Cup match for Team USA, right? Score 7 minutes in, play amazing, get your backups an opportunity, get a super sub a goal. I mean, I loved this team in 2022. But they were desperately missing a striker, and I knew because of that, the ceiling wasn't too high. Fowler and Balogun literally joined this team like 2 weeks after the World Cup ended in 2022. He's been part of this project since 2023, was one of the top goal scorers in France for Monaco this past year. Everybody on the squad's been building and improving for this moment here, and they put it all together. They executed the game plan by Coach Poch. It was terrific. It was awesome. I do think now it can change a generation the way they view this sport. You're going to be more excited and more interested when your team is winning. There's just no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. It's why I've always felt like the problem in tennis in this country is that we haven't had a champion in 23 years since Andy Roddick in 2003. So a whole generation hasn't seen an American lift a medal at a Grand Slam, right? And in soccer, we've never seen anything more than a quarterfinals. But really, it comes down to what we've never seen with this style of play. We've never seen a team dominate. We've never seen a team have possession and control possession and really control the pace of play, control the game, not have too many scary moments in the back. I think it can change the way an entire generation of sports fans in this country look at soccer, because they're going to be like, man, this was easy. There's no doubt we got through the group. We're going to have Americans running around saying, bring on Brazil. Like we're Commanders fans saying, bring on Dallas. We're not going to be scared of opponents after matches like that. I think it can change soccer in this country for people that are of the younger generation that just have never seen this team look that good and look that dominant from start to finish. It's the world's game. It's the biggest stage. It's going to be a million eyeballs on every single matchup, way more than a million, and the excitement's going to continue to build the longer that Team USA is in it. That was really just the perfect start to the perfect opening match for a Team USA on home soil to have a terrific game against Paraguay. Get everybody going. Now, Christian Pulisic left at halftime with a calf injury. I had a few people asking me that. You could tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. I'm considering that load management. You guys love load management in the NBA, right? That's what that was. Up 3-0, gets kicked in the back of the calf, feels a little bit of tightness. Don't risk it, dude. Get him out. Get Berhalter in. We're fine, all right? Even if they scored 2 goals there, we were still going to be okay. I don't think goal differential is going to be the biggest issue for us in this group, because we should have an easier match against Australia, and then we'll see what happens against Turkey. I'd love to go into the Turkey game with 6 points, already feeling great, clinched a spot into the next round. But Christian Pulisic leaving with a calf injury, never want to see that, especially because he means so much to this team, right? He's Jordan, and Balogun is Pippen, and they need to be with each other out there on the court, on the field together, because they play off of each other so well. Because Pulisic can, get to the baseline and swing in across, and Balogun can be that poacher striker that just puts it in the net. They make each other better. They need to be out there together. So I really believe that was just a load management decision by Coach Mauricio Pochettino. You have a full 6 days of rest now for Christian Pulisic. Injuries have always been his issue, so I'm praying it's nothing, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's a load management decision by your coach. And really, like I said, I don't think he got a decision wrong. I question the starting 11. I'm wrong. Pochettino was right. He got the perfect starting 11. The super subs, terrific. Every single one of them made an impact in the game. He pushed every button right for Team USA. It's just one game, but it changed my expectations for this tournament. And I do think now we have a chance to change soccer in this country, because there's a generation of kids that are going to be blown away if we just win 3 group stage games with ease. Maybe it's because there's 48 teams now. I kind of think that this team has developed. They have improved. They went through the adversity. We're seeing a golden generation ball out there on the field. It's so much fun to watch. I'm having so much fun talking about it. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Andrea on line 1. What's up? You're on the phone with AWOD. All right, let's see if we can get you back on hold. We'll take your call next segment. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan.